Welcome to Catch 'Em at Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. As it gets warmer, many plants are starting to pop up more throughout the Kachemak Bay, but there are particular types of plants that are very exciting to see in the spring. While there are obviously many kinds of edible plants we may farm in our gardens that are harvestable in their own ideal seasons, and as we get into the later summer months, we will hopefully have plenty of berries to pick, there are special kinds of food that we get only this time of year. There are various kinds of wild plants around Kachemak Bay that are edible and great to put in many kinds of food. Some of my favorite examples are nettle and twisted stalk. Nettles are a lovely ingredient in things such as pesto, soup, quiche, and other dishes. When harvesting nettles, make sure to take precautions such as wearing gloves, long sleeves, and long pants if you want to avoid being stung. The great thing about nettles is that if they are ground up, dried, or cooked, they will no longer sting you and are safe to eat. Nettles are a very healthy choice to add to your food as they contain a lot of protein and various kinds of vitamins and minerals. Nettles are usually found in disturbed soil patches such as along the sides of roads. Twisted stalk is the same plant as watermelon berry, but in their young form in the spring, we refer to them as twisted stalk. Twisted stalks are a great snack to munch on while hiking if you see them on the side of a trail, and are also great chopped up in a salad. As a bonus, if you found some twisted stalks that are a little too late to eat, you can leave them and then come back to that same place later in the summer to eat their berries. Twisted stalk is usually found in humid forest, alder patches, and riverbanks. While twisted stalk is certainly an amazing snack, be sure to pay close attention when harvesting them as they look very similar to the poisonous plant false hellebore. False hellebore is completely green while twisted stalk tends to have a purplish color on the stems. False hellebore often also has thicker stalks and bigger leaves, but that is not always true. There are also many other spring greens you can eat, such as devil club buds, which are great as pickles, fiddleheads, which are young ferns, various kinds of kelp, and spruce tips. Harvesting spring greens is a great habit as it is very sustainable when done well and can be very healthy. But be sure to take adequate precautions when handling plants such as nettles and devil's club that could hurt you. And make sure you know how to properly identify the plant you are looking for, as to not risk mistaking it for any other possible dangerous plants. I personally love collecting greens such as twisted stalk when I go on walks, and my family also eats a lot of nettles and pickled devil's club buds in our meals. And I highly recommend simply going out and just eating some of the spring greens that can be eaten without being cooked if you want a fun activity to do this weekend. This is written by Latuya Higman and read by Liv Ladere, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.